everyone tremble in fear, because the day of the Lord is upon us. It is a day of darkness and gloom, a day of thick clouds and deep blackness. But suddenly, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a great and mighty army appears. Nothing like it has been seen before, or will ever be seen again. Fire burns in front of them, and flames follow after them. Ahead of them lies the land, as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. Behind them is nothing but desolation. Not one thing escapes. They look like horses. They charge forward like war horses. Look at them as they leap along the mountaintops. Listen to the noise they make, like the rumbling of chariots, like the roar of fire sweeping across a field of stubble, or like a mighty army moving into battle. Fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with terror. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders.
Hey there, Patriots! I hope you guys are having a great day. Welcome to the Freedom Force Battalion. I'm so glad we're here together. Let's get it. Let's have fun today as usual. Let's see what's going on in this world. There's been a big, what they're calling an unforced error. I just wonder, I've got some different thoughts on it. I wonder if it's possibly a sting operation. I'm going to show you what maybe is happening. So we'll see. You know, either way, we're going to win. This is not going to change anything. Just, you know, they're just trying to divert our attention a lot of times. So not to worry about anything. Hey, I'm so glad you guys are joining in with me. Definitely go and hit the, what's the button? There's a button somewhere I have somewhere that says like. Maybe not. I didn't put it on here. Don't forget to go hit the like button before we get started. Hit the like button and share and subscribe. Make sure your bell is rung so you'll be notified when we do when we get together on a video, normally Sunday mornings at 11 and Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Central. All the times are central. And then on Saturday morning, we do our study on end times. We're on chapter 21 this week. So make sure you do your study. Let me see, pull this up right here. This is the book End Times and a 1,000 Years of Peace Study Guide. So hopefully you guys are learning a lot. I have something cool to show with you today that was another little tidbit the Lord helped me to decode and understand better. So I'll show you that later, but let's go ahead and get started about this CIA thing. Okay, Signal. This is all the scuttlebutt today. This is the 25th of March, 2025. And the CIA is big mad, we know, because the Trump administration stopped them, stopped the Houthis. They didn't like that. They don't like them, their people in wherever it is, Yemen or wherever it is, any of their CIA operatives all over the world, they don't like them to be stopped. And so they have to fight back. Okay. So what is really going on? Signal is an app. If you guys have not used this app, it's much like, Telegram. It's just a text app. And it has been talked about for years that, this is just such a secure app for you to text and no one will ever see. But you and I know, and if you and I know, then we know President Trump knows and his people know that Signal is not a secure texting app. It's not secure at all. Tom, Dick, and Harry can't get on there, but the CIA certainly can. And they know that. They know that. So something else is going on. If I know that and you know that, then certainly Trump's people know that. And they're not going to be having chats with, it just doesn't make sense. It just doesn't pass the sniff test, right? Just like something doesn't smell right. Something's fishy with this. But I think that, you know, what we always do when something comes out, we start sharing the truth about it, right? I'm going to show you some other really cool stuff that's coming out today that you might not have seen. If you guys haven't seen, go to my website, freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live. Let me actually, I don't have that either on the screen. What am I doing today? It's been a busy day. Anyway, every day is busy. But here's my website, freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live. And so here are like the playlists and you'll see the books. But basically what I was going to show you is the social media links. Definitely follow us over on our social media, whether it's Telegram, Truth, X, wherever you want to go. And so, and you can also, you know, be a part of the comments over there. So, you know, we've been talking about a lot of these things that are going on, you know, so we can share this information out. So that's what we do whenever some truth comes out. Well, let me just tell you about the CIA app. This was back in 2023. It says this is from Kit Clarenberg. On November 16th, Meredith Whitaker, president of Signal, published a detailed breakdown of the popular encrypted messaging app, running costs, whatever. This is not that great of a link right here. I don't know where the end of it is. Somehow the whole thing didn't get on here. The point is, this is a CIA app. It's a CIA app, and they have been using this Signal app to run color revolutions and all these riots all over the world for years. And so the CIA would basically, you know, foment all this so they could take over these governments. How else will they install their puppet leaders? That's what we know that we have puppet leaders. How do they get those puppet leaders installed? Is that they get all this, you know, what appears to be, you know, grassroots effort that we're all up in arms and we're all upset and we're burning Teslas and we're all this big mad. And so it gets all over the mainstream media and it gets all over the news and everywhere. And so this is what the CIA has been using. This is their app. Okay. So now today, you know, they've been kind of, it looks like on their back foot. But I'll tell you something. President Trump is a genius. He knows exactly how to do this. And what seems to look like, we've got the Trump, you know, administration this time. We got him this time. You know, it never is going to work out like they think. And it turns out to boomerang on them because it'll expose them and what they're doing. So supposedly they came up with a group chat on Signal. And this guy, Goldberg, who was with the Atlantic Council, Atlantic Council is a magazine for the CIA. That is all their people who've been in these high-level positions at the CIA. Well, they then become board members or whatever of the Atlantic Council, and they can put out their talking points, whatever, on the Atlantic in the Atlantic Council magazine. And so this guy Goldberg gets on there and starts saying, "Hey, they invited me accidentally to this chat." I just don't believe it. I don't believe it. I know they kind of admitted it. Waltz has admitted it. He says he's learned a lesson, and I'll play you a clip of what he was talking about. I've learned a lesson. I just don't believe it. It could be true, but I think this is what I believe is going on. This is a CIA app, and that they have used it for color revolutions. But I think that there are people in the CIA who are behind the scenes who can look into what's going on the chat. What do you guys think? Tell me in the chat what you think. Yeah. So, nothing you ever post is private. Y'all know that. Okay, we learned that from the Snowden movie. If you haven't seen the Snowden movie, you definitely have to go watch Snowden. And so I need to see if I can put that onto our channel. It's probably not available to be shared on my channel. But either way, go and watch that movie if you haven't seen it, because it shows how they use Facebook. As you know, there's nothing private on Facebook at all, as well as any of these other social media platforms. So, you know, now we know that that's what's going, that's how they use the social media. They get behind there and then they can add him to the chat like that. You know, they're in the machine works of this, all the social media, so they could do anything. They can read the DMs, the direct messages. They can post something, and they could post a million things. We know that. We know that they were doing that. The CIA was doing that on Facebook and Twitter before, you know, Elon bought Twitter and turned it into X. They were doing that. We know that. So, do you think that they wouldn't add Goldberg this Jewish man to this chat and try to get this. And, oh, you know, we're going to get this all out in the media. We're going to get it all and show that they are not careful about state secrets and blah, blah, blah. I haven't heard anybody else saying that specifically. You know, MJ Truth Ultra was saying that he didn't buy it. He smelled a rat too. But I'm saying I think that they added, and they, I'm going to play you a clip here where they said, we don't know how he got added. Now, Mike Waltz has not admitted to adding him. Okay, he's not admitted that, but what he's admitted, he's learned a lesson. Well, what is that lesson? Well, maybe at the most is to not use not use Signal for some of this communication. So I will say before, in case I forget, they waited. This happened on Saturday, and they waited all the way until today. If this was hair on fire, such a terrible thing for our national security, why did you wait until today to expose it? Well, it's because Tulsi Gabbard and Ratcliffe, the CIA director, and Kash Patel, the FBI director, were going before Capitol Hill to, you know, talk about some of these things. And you know, so they wanted there to be something crazy that they could, you know, ask, the Democrats could ask them to get everybody's hair on fire. So clearly, he's not worried about national security. Clearly. Okay? Of course, he's not. All right. Goldberg is not. But anyway, Mike Waltz said, and President Trump says he stands by the national security advisor, Mike Waltz, despite disclosing military plans, and says he's learned a lesson. He's a good man. He's learned a lesson. And President Trump just, you know, moved on. And he started doing all of his other things today. And I heard something about he was going to see how it all played out over the next couple of days. And that is where it is our role to go out and share some of this information. And I really think some of the biggest things to do are on the social media where we've posted how this is what they've been doing all these years. They've been using this app for color revolutions. They've been, you know, they have access to it from the back door, and they can add this person in, and, you know, The honest truth is, nothing was going to change what was going to happen in this military plan. And I'm not saying that they should share the military plans, but the point is, you know, the fact that he was on there just sounds fishy to me. It sounds like he found a way to get on there, but they haven't admitted that yet. They haven't said that. They just asked, how did he get on? And I think, no, it wasn't on this one. This is where President Trump calls him a sleazebag. I'll let you hear that one first, and then we'll play the one where they said we don't know how he got on there. Check it out.
It was totally successful. It was, I guess, from what I understand, took place during, and it wasn't classified information. So this was not classified. Now, if it's classified information, it's probably a little bit different. But I always say you have to learn from every experience. I think it was very unfair the way they attacked Michael. He's a good person. The person that was on just happens to be a sleazebag. So maybe that's just coincidence. I don't know.
So he's talking about Goldberg of the Atlantic Council, who is a CIA operative. Okay. And so supposedly retired. They're always retired. Have you ever noticed that? They're always retired. Anyway, so yeah, sleazebag. All right. So here, I think, is on this clip is where he's going to talk about it. They don't know how he got on there. Check it out.
A app, if you want to call it an app, that a lot of people use, a lot of people in government use, a lot of people in the media use. And I think I'll ask Mike. Mike is here. Do you want to respond to that, please?
Yes, Mr. President. You asked about lessons. I think there's a lot of journalists in this city who have made big names for themselves, making up lies about this president, whether it's the Russia hoax or making up lies about Gold Star families. And this one in particular, I've never met, don't know, never communicated with, and we are looking into and reviewing how the heck he got into this room. But I'll tell you what, the world owes President Trump a favor.
Right. And so there's the first time it said, Walt says they don't know how he got in. He's not admitting to adding him into the chat. I want to make sure that you guys knew this. So that tells you right there, they know and maybe even planned this. I just can't imagine them using Signal unless this was a sting operation. I just, you know, because they know, if I know, they know also that this app is not secure, and it's a CIA app. And so, yeah, and President Trump even said, if you call it that. But then, of course, he brings it back to this, the point about this operation was that it was highly successful, and it stopped these terrorists. And as he was saying, they've been using the CIA app to do all their dirty work on calling out the Russia hoax and Crossfire Hurricane and all of this. And so President Trump, and I'm going to show you this in a minute, President Trump just released all of those documents today. So the Crossfire Hurricane is where they were using all their government powers to shoot, lies against President Trump and do all this lawfare and, impeachment and Russia hoax and all this against President Trump. Just as think of it as a crossfire that people he's getting caught in the crossfire. People shooting him, don't even use that word. Forget I said that word. But just, attacking him from every side. Anyway, so check out.
Under Biden, global shipping was shut down. Pinprick attacks, months between them, our destroyers being fired upon dozens of times. President Trump took decisive action with his national security team, took out the head missileer, knocked out missiles, knocked out headquarters, knocked out communication sites. And for once, as you all hear from every one of our allies, thank God for American leadership again. Thank God for American strength. You're welcome, Lord. National security team that was coordinating these efforts, as Director Radcliffe testified today. His first day on the job, he was introduced to this app on his government systems at the CIA and at the State Department and otherwise. So
what does that tell you? The CIA people who were there when Radcliffe came in, here's an app for you to use. We want you to be able to use this Signal app because it's just such a great secure app. What does that tell you? He's going into the hornet's nest. He's going into the lion's den. The CIA is filled with, it's just all dirty dogs up in there. And so Radcliffe is going there. Well, they end up using, doesn't it sound right to you? They end up using this for a sting operation. Okay. Because everyone needs to understand how the games that they run and also connect the dots that they've been doing that not only in our country to try to bring down our sitting president on his first term, and then, of course, trying to do it this term also, but how they've done it all over the world, okay? Doesn't that make sense to you guys? It makes sense to me.
Look, this journalist, Mr. President, wants the world talking about more hoaxes and this kind of nonsense rather than the freedom that you're enabling, and a key part of our sovereignty is open sea lanes and knocking the crap out of terrorists, which is exactly what your team and Pete Hegseth, a good friend and fellow veteran, is leading the charge on, and it's an honor.
We had a very, very successful, we had a very, very successful evening, and we've had numerous successful evenings and days in that area. The Houthis are absolutely on the run. The worst of them have been killed. This should have been done a long time ago by Biden, but Biden was an incompetent president. He couldn't do anything. He didn't know where he was going. He had no clue. This guy had no clue. This should have been done a long time ago. As they shoot missiles at ships, randomly shoot missiles at ships, and they make their own missiles. You know, this is not an incompetent group of people. They make their own missiles. They get the missiles also from Iran. It's an offshoot of Iran, another offshoot. You have Hamas, you have Hezbollah, you have the Houthis. You got a lot of stuff going on with Iran.
Okay, so he's exposing that this, basically, this CIA operation, what we're connecting the dots, that the CIA operation is all connected. Iran is run by the CIA, and they run all these other terrorist organizations, and they are highly sophisticated. You think of Houthis as just like, they barely have shoes, but the issue is they are funded by our government. Through these rogue operations, through the C blank A. All right. Again, it's useless for me to see C blank A at this point. But the point is, this is what what he's exposing. This is really what, and we need to help people connect the dots. This is a criminal operation that they're doing to take down governments all over the world. These people are rogue. And this guy was trying to bring down, harm President Trump. And maybe they, we took some fire, but what it's really going to have the best impact that we bring down their operation, how they use these apps for evil all over the world. So stay tuned and share this information.
And we sent a letter to Iran. You're going to have to be speaking to us one way or the other pretty soon because we can't let this happen. But that's an app that a lot of people use. and somebody got on. I mean, I happen to know the guy's a total sleazebag. The Atlantic, is a failed magazine. Does very, very poorly. Nobody gives a damn about it. This gives it a little bit of a shot. And I will tell you this, that they've made up more stories, and they're just a failing magazine. The public understands that. He's a very good man. That man is a very good man right there that you criticize so strongly.
Sure,
he's a very good man. He's a very good man, and he will continue to do a good job. In addition to him, we had very good people in that meeting, and those people have done a very, very effective job, and you're going to see it. And it goes on, by the way. It's going to go on. And I think the Houthis wish that it didn't happen, but that's what it's all about. We have to create a safe country, a safe world, and that's what we're doing.
National security was put at risk, Mr. President.
Of senior officials using signal.
Do I plan to ban who?
Of signal to communicate from senior officials.
Well, I don't know what is. I don't know anything about signal. I wasn't involved in this, but I just heard about it, and
Okay, I gotta stop again. Every time he says, "I don't know anything about something," you know he does. I don't know anything about it. I just, you know, he says that various times. I don't know anything about hydroxychloroquine, right? Whatever it is, he's always says it that way. Yeah, so for the things that matter, they're not using signal, in my opinion. For something that is like a sting operation, I think they would use signal. I just feel in my heart that's what's going on.
I hear it's used by a lot of groups. It's used by the media a lot. It's used by a lot of the military, and I think successfully. But sometimes somebody can get onto those things. That's one of the prices you pay when you're not sitting in the Situation room with no phones on, which is always the best, frankly. But, the best is to be there. In fact, oftentimes I've been just last week I was in the Situation room with something very important, and we had a couple of people hooked up by line, and I said, cancel the line. Sorry, fellas, what you do is we'll tell you all about the meeting, because I know people do get on those lines, whether it's signal or anything else. Yeah.
Okay, did you guys catch that? He says, yeah, I saw that, he zapped Caitlin Collins. He's ignoring her. Yeah, and he's earlier said, I didn't call on you. So he's not listening to a word she says. Anyway, yeah, it's really funny. It's very entertaining to watch. But, yeah, he's saying that he's in a skiff, a secure meeting, and someone comes in on the line, right? On a Zoom call. And he's like, nope, cancel the meeting. We're not going to discuss any of this. In this skiff. He was in a skiff. No one takes their phones in a skiff. And then you've got him, you know, this person, you know, appearing on this online somehow on the screen. And he said, and he canceled the meeting. He says, we'll tell you about it later. And that canceled, I guess, turned it off so that they couldn't access the meeting. So they're trying, because they've had their security clearances revoked, they're trying every which way to gain access to information. And he knows what they're doing. He's a genius. And all these people are really, really smart. And so I know that when they actually go into these skiffs, they talk about the game they're going to run on them, because we know that they're desperate. They're in the dark now because they can't get the information that they've always gotten. They always had somebody who had the security clearances. And now the ones at the very top have had their security clearances revoked, like Hillary Clinton and Kamala. Okay. And Biden and Obama. So they can't get any of this information like they could before. So yeah, that's really cool. All right. So I wanted you to hear what Bannon had to say. Again, why did Goldberg hold up sharing this information until this morning? It was obviously on purpose so that they could cause some kind of mayhem and get all this media frenzy about this. This is how they try to take down a sitting president. This is a coup in progress.
Intelligence brief against major powers and major threats. In the threat assessment, the unclassified version, the public version. What the director of national intelligence said at the beginning of the hearing was the appropriate. And they should have dug in right there. This is not a search for truth, and particularly those jackals. You saw that, and we could play so much more. The entire 2 hours, every time you went to, why was it that we didn't go to the Republicans? Because they were asking smart questions about the overall threat assessment, every Democrat came right back to the thread. Why? They want to scalp. They want to break. This is the deep state rising up and coming after President Trump publicly with the fangs bared. Do you think that it was just random that this hearing was held today, that Goldberg had the information from essentially 11:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Saturday, the 15th of March, on the Ides of March, 9 days ago or 10 days ago to today, and he just released it yesterday? What took so long to release it? They had to have a legal review? No. They knew they had a previously scheduled intelligence briefing today, and this is where they were going to ambush, and that's what this was, ambush the senior intelligence officials of the President Trump administration. And Tulsi Gabbard's was absolutely accurate. It's under review by the National Security Council, and at the appropriate time, we will get back to you, Senator. Full stop. Don't engage them. You don't need to talk about anything. It's under review. They're looking for a scalp, and we're now hunkered down in the no scalp business.
Right. I like that.
Need to tighten it up and hunker down right now. This is the deep state. This is a pincer move, and we're spending the next 2 hours going through this, a pincer move between the radical judiciary, deep state, and I'm going to throw in a little of the resistance.
Okay. So, yeah, that was a very important point for him to make, that, you know, clearly this was the whole reason for this was an ambush. So this was their play, to go and access this app, okay, when they saw, oh, they're talking on Telegram, and so add him to the app and say, oh, clearly I can't add myself to an app, right? And use whatever information that they get on there to cause all this mayhem. And it caused an ambush. But it's going to backfire on them as long as we do our jobs. Our job is to get this information out and to expose what they do, how they're literally trying to have a coup against a sitting president. And they use all these apps against him and against all of us. All right. So I wanted you to know the basics on that. I do have a video of him that I could play. But yeah, I don't know that I even want to take the time to do it. But yeah, as President Trump said, he's a sleazebag. He's just a typical creep, a CIA operative. All right, so here's the latest on this crossfire hurricane. This is what came out today. President Trump was signing a lot of executive orders today, and one of them is releasing all the crossfire hurricane documents. Check this out.
We have a presidential memorandum for your attention. This memorandum requires the immediate declassification of all FBI files relating to the Crossfire Hurricane investigation. This was obviously one of the instances of the weaponization of law enforcement powers of prosecution against you and others. We believe that it's long past time for the American people to have a full and complete understanding of what exactly is in those files.
Which gives the media the right to go in and go and check it. You probably won't bother because you're not going to like what you see. But this was total weaponization. It's a disgrace. It never happened in this country. But now you'll be able to see for yourselves, all declassified. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All declassified?
Yes, sir.
Everything?
The FBI file with a, there's a classified annex, but other than that, this we'll put everything in the public eye.
Is anybody going to look? Huh? What about you? You going to look? And frankly, the FBI should be ashamed of themselves, and so should the Department of Justice, and so should Biden.
There you go. All right. So, you know, I haven't seen the documents. If anybody has seen the documents, I haven't seen them that they were released. If you do, please post the link in the chat because I haven't seen that. I haven't seen it yet. So just stay tuned. And as soon as it is, we will look at it because we're interested in the truth. And the media, of course, is not. They want to cover up all of that, because they're CIA operatives, most of them, in the mainstream media. Of course, we are independent journalists. We're trying to get the truth out. So, as soon as it's out, we're going to share that, as well as just like on the last video that we did. Was it Sunday? Sunday. I went into a lot of the JFK files. And so we're going to keep going into more and more of those. As people, you know, help to dig into some of those things, I will share it as soon as I have that information. And I'm hoping MJ Truth Ultra is going to come on and explain some of the things that he's done amazing, amazing research on. So stay tuned on that. But yeah, so Crossfire Hurricane is where they used all this lawfare against our wonderful president to try to, you know, this coup against our president in his first term. Trump signs a presidential memorandum requiring immediate declassification of all FBI files related to the Crossfire Hurricane investigation. Yeah, and he says the FBI should be ashamed of themselves. The Department of Justice should be ashamed of themselves for doing this. And not just ashamed, they should be prosecuted, really. And so should Biden. There you go. How they weaponized all of that against a sitting president. And they've been doing that against us, but, you know, because he's standing in the way, we're going to be able to stop it. If it wasn't for President Trump, we would never be able to stop how they've weaponized the Department of Justice against us and big tech and all this to silence us. The fact that we're on here, you guys, this very day that we're on here and we can, you know, chat, you guys can be on the chat, you can speak your mind on this chat, you can speak your mind on the Telegram, you can speak your mind on X, you can speak your mind on Rumble, you can, you know, I don't know how much you can speak your mind on Facebook because that's still infiltrated by the FBI and the CIA, but either way, if it had not been for President Trump, we would not be able to do this. And this is what they hate. They hate the fact that we, you know, we speak our minds. We can share the truth and not have to continually, you know, hold up a piece of paper that we're like, oh, well, maybe, I can't say this word or that word. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Y'all remember that day? It was absolutely ridiculous. Okay, so now President Trump pardons former Hunter Biden business associate Devin Archer. He turned into a whistleblower, and he served as a witness against Hunter Biden. And so President Trump is pardoning him. Imagine, you guys, if you had been in business with the Bidens, you know, and then you get to... The only reason they have you in business with them is that if things go south, then you're the fall guy. And that's exactly what happened with Devin Archer. So President Trump pardoned him today. We believe this was an injustice. Yes. So, he was just trying to do a business deal and it turned into a nightmare, an absolute nightmare. He lost everything and he lost his freedom and all of that. Okay. So, yay. Thank you for that, President Trump. All right. Yeah, just so you guys know, have you guys been using Grok for your search engine? Okay, so I want to make sure that you guys remember and understand this, that AI is basically just a compilation of worldwide knowledge about all kinds of topics. And that's why it's so important that it be a free and fair open source location, and not like Google, where they hide the truth and they promote lies, or like Meta, or anybody know what that green thing is? This thing right here, I don't know what this thing is. This little green squiggly thing, I don't know what that is. I know that's Meta and that's Google, but anyway, whatever this is, all the search engines that they use to train to be what it's calling here politically incorrect. What I'll say is evil lies. Right? They teach it to lie. And we don't want to use that anymore. No reason to do any searches on Google. And so what we want to do is search using Grok and the search engines on XI. So I really just encourage you to do that, because we want this compilation of truth to be where we live, in the place of truth, rather than in the place of lies. Okay. Thank you, Bree News. That's ChatGPT. Thank you. Okay. It's not just a green squiggly. Okay, ChatGPT. That's the symbol for the ChatGPT. Thank you so much. Anyway, so we are, I should have known that, but anyway, that's why I got you guys here in the chat to tell me all this good stuff. Thank you, Fearless Patriot. All right, so don't forget, use Grok. Okay, make a couple notes, right? Maybe scribble something down while we're chatting, because I have other things to tell you to do also, little action items. One is to download the Grok app. So have that on the face of your phone, like, you know, where you can easily access the Grok app. And so it's that way you're going to be getting what is believed to be the truth. You know, I don't necessarily agree with it all the time, but it's a lot better than the other ones that are being taught to lie, okay, and hide the truth. Okay, so those are like, this is the demon ones. We don't want to play with those. This is the heavenly ones. That's where we want to go with Grok. All right, so thank you, for that, Elon, for working so hard on that. Unbelievable. All right, and he's using a lot of the data we have over on X to do that. Did you guys see this? I just posted this over on the social media earlier today. The people of Gaza are out protesting Hamas. And you know that this is where they felt for a long, long time. And for whatever reason, you didn't see any of these protests. I hadn't seen any really like I'm seeing today. And it actually is it still trending? It was trending before I came on. So, you know, if you can go, I'm going to post this link in the chat, and everybody go and please like it and share it. This is it was done by Translate Mom. She translated what's going on in Gaza. And so I'm going to play it for you. And I'm actually trying to read it for you because it's going to be spoken in Arabic. All right, so here's where it starts. So all these people are out, and it's really only men. They have a different culture. They really expect the women to, they want to protect the women from going out. They don't expect the women to go out and be on the front lines and fighting in some of these protests, which, you know, which is nice. Anyway, so it says all the people, Amado and Suleiman, any one of them, stop it. Stop it. Mr. President, go back, go back, go back. The current message is that we are the people of Tahaya, the people of peace. I guess Tahaya means peace. The people of Tahaya, the people of peace. We demand a safe and secure peace in this country. And no, 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 to rule with iron and fire in this country. We decide, and we will decide who will rule this country and not Hamas. Now we are living in very difficult conditions. No one can bear it. Therefore, it is incumbent upon all of us to stand in support of any foreign party and to play in the fate of this people by incitement, killing, and intimidation. We stand against that. And we all say, yes to peace. Yes to peace. Yes to peace. No to tyrannical rule, which threatens the fate of this people, like Hamas. No to tyrannical rule. And it threatens their existence and complete. Oh, so he's finished. Okay. So this is, I appreciate this lady, Translate Mom, for translating that. So this was all over social media, social media earlier, because they are out in the streets marching to put a stop to the tyrannical rule of Hamas. And this is what really kind of broke my heart a few weeks ago when Laura Ingraham was posting these videos and acting like the very few, just this little clip, was indicative of how all the people of Gaza feel, which is not the case. Just like us, you know, someone could take a clip and share it all over the world, acting as if we wanted all this transgender and all these things that Biden was pushing, all the things that were happening at the White House, which is horrible. And they say, look at what the Americans want. No, we don't. No, we don't. And we stood up, and thank God we were able to get them out of there, right? But in the same way, people have done this to the poor people of Gaza. It's the largest open-air prison in the world. They have no rights at all. They've been bombed out of their homes. They've been living in absolute just terrible, terrible conditions. And if you were to go back, I mean, it's just, there's bombs everywhere. It's booby traps everywhere that you can't even, there's no infrastructure for the water, the sewer, and just filth. And then you've got the whole situation of you can't build on anything because you don't have any stability in the ground. So this is, you know, this is what these people have endured. And so on top of that, they've been lied about that they support Hamas when they do not. Okay. So I wanted you to see that. I've been posting some of that today. And when I saw that this was going on today, I just thought that was so wonderful that this was trending on X. So let's try to go and share this information. So yeah, let's really just continue to pray for them, because they're in such a, just, can you imagine growing up, being born in a prison, the largest open air prison in the world, and continually being afraid, you know, just wondering when the next bomb is going to drop. It's absolutely horrifying. And so they are saying, we do not want Hamas as our government, just like we don't want Biden as our government or this deep state as our government. And the, praise the Lord is rescuing us from these puppet leaders that are all over the world. And we're fighting like tooth and nail to get these, you know, to keep them from removing our duly elected president. That's exactly what they're trying to do. Don't think that they're not. All right. So let me see if there's one more. There was another one I want you to see. Massive protests in front of the Indonesian hospital in northern Gaza. The protest demands yes to peace, no to Hamas, tyrannical rule, enough of the war, enough of the destruction in Gaza. So, yes. Okay, let's just continually pray for them. All right, and share this information. The best thing we can do is share this information so it gets out more to more people. All right, this is what happened with Mike Johnson today. Interesting. Okay, so on top of what the CIA is doing to try to bring down President Trump's presidency and the coup against him with all this, the CIA business, they also have all these rogue judges and what they're trying to do. Now, this was very interesting to me. I didn't really think about that they could do this, but some of these district courts, they're not required in the Constitution, in the law, so these can just completely be eradicated. Did you know that? It's pretty cool. Let's do it. And Mike Johnson said that that's what they're going to do.
House Speaker Mike Johnson issuing an open threat now, saying that Congress has authority to stop providing funding to federal courts. Listen to what the speaker said just a little while ago.
We do have authority over the federal courts, as you know. We can eliminate an entire district court. We have power funding over the courts and all these other things. But desperate times call for desperate measures, and Congress is going to act. So stay tuned for that.
What do you think about that, you guys? I'm say game on. Let's go, Congress. And also pray that this guy, what's his name, that guy in Wisconsin, pray that Brian, whatever, and Elon's put $2 million into his campaign. Please, Wisconsin, vote for this guy, whatever his name is, Brian, I think it is, in Wisconsin. So, because if we lose the House, it could just be really a crazy deal. Anyway, trust the plan, not to worry. You know, until this is over, until these people are locked up, they're going to try anything and everything. And you know they're going to cheat on that like absolute crazy. Anyway, but yeah, so imagine these people, these rogue judges, these activist judges who are going against President Trump to stop him from doing what he is required to do as the commander-in-chief to protect our country. And I don't think I have this video about Barr. Maybe I do. Maybe I do have the one about Barr. Yes, here, this is one. Okay, yeah, I'll play a little clip of Barr. And I don't like Bill Barr, okay, and I know you guys don't either, but I wanted to show you what he's talking about is legally President Trump is well within his rights to remove rogue people from our country. Non-citizens do not have the same rights as citizens, and they can be removed for any reason if President Trump feels that they are a risk to our national security. Finish. End of story. Okay, so here's what he was saying. So these rogue judges don't have the right to know the reason why. If President Trump deems them to be a security risk, they have to be removed. Now, if it's a citizen, it's a totally different thing. And what Bill Barr is basically saying on this video is he's saying they want to mix it all up and make it appear that the non-citizens have the same rights that citizens have of due process and all of this, and they do not. If they're an illegal immigrant, they can be removed any moment. Or number two, if they have a green card, they can be removed if they are deemed to be a security risk. Finished. Okay, you know, and you don't have to go through all of the same machinations that you would if they were a citizen, okay? So check this out.
Law. But the key issue there is not something that the judges can second guess. He is being removed because the Secretary of State made a determination that his continued presence and activities in the United States pose a serious consequence for American foreign policy, adverse consequence. That's a determination that the Secretary of State makes. Due process only requires that that decision be made by the Secretary of State, and it's a defensible position. It doesn't allow for judges to come in and have a trial as to whether they think it's serious consequences. And it's this.
Otherwise, who's the president? Okay. then it nullifies the presidency completely. And so they went before the court today and said, you know, that they stood their ground and said, we're not going to give these judges any evidence about why we're removing any of these people because this is our due right. All right, so next, this was something really cool that a friend of mine showed me. I wanted to share it with you guys. Check this out. Very, 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 very interesting. So, you know, clearly, where do I put myself? All right, so we know that this beautiful sign of the Son of Man appeared September 23rd, 2017. You guys already know that. You know that that was the kickoff to the Great Awakening. And after that, everyone starts waking up. You know that in the book, there's a whole chapter on the woman in labor. Actually, it's not the main book. It's this one right here, Major Clues from Minor Prophets. I show about the sign of the Son of Man in there, and I have videos on it. But this one right here, Major Clues from Minor Prophets, one of the chapters in there is called The Woman in Labor. And that is what this sign is right here, which is exactly delineated in Revelation 12, 1 and 2. There was a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and 12 stars on her head, and she was in labor to be delivered. This was the Christ star, which is Jupiter, that entered her womb on the day President Trump was elected, and it completed this exact sign on September 23rd, 2017, which is the Feast of Trump. Amazing sign. It's called the Woman in Labor in the Old Testament. That's why I have a whole chapter called The Woman in Labor, because I was, you know, as I was researching all these amazing minor prophets, and it was dawning on me that they were telling us what we would experience, that we would rise up, that we would awaken, we would understand what's going on, that we would become this great army. That's what we're here for. We are this great army that fights in this great battle, and that we would kick these creeps out, and we would have peace on earth for 1,000 years. Okay, so all these minor prophets are talking about that. That's why I wrote this book, and I actually have the audiobook over on freedomforce.live if you want to listen to it. But in that chapter, as I was reading Habakkuk and Zephaniah and Zechariah, which we never read in the old days, we never read those, but now we do. I'm constantly quoting Zechariah or Zephaniah or all these wonderful prophets and how they told us about this. But they would always say something like "woman in labor." I'm like, "What is this? What is this? This is say, I just read this 18 times. It says the woman in labor. It's talking about this great sign the Lord Jesus told us to watch for, but he didn't call it the woman in labor. He called it the sign of the Son of Man. I've told you guys this many times, but look at this. From the sign of the Son of Man until April 30th, okay, 2025, coming up in like about a month, a little bit more than a month. It's 7 years, 7 months. 7 days. I'm just saying. Okay, we have several things that are going on in the heavens right now that make you think something big is going to happen in April. Something really good. Something as in, President Trump said April 2nd is Liberation Day. He said that Easter is going to be glorious. And then we also know that the Christ star, which is Jupiter, is doing its seventh loop since the sign of the Son of Man. It's on the seventh one, and it completes right around this time of April 30th. And so I've always wondered, you know, not that, you know, whatever, slot machines, why is this number, the winner, is 777? Why is that, right? Could it be that that's when we all hit the jackpot and the money starts flying out, right? About that. Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be something? Our Liberation Day. You know, President Trump would not be toying with us that this is our Liberation Day if it wasn't something big going to happen. I just feel like it's something really big. You know, and yes, if we're going to have the tariffs, the money from the tariffs, but, you know, all these other things, we've got to have these people gone from us. Anyway, who thinks that's cool? 7 years, 7 months, 7 days from the sign of the Son of Man is April 30th. And when I told you about that zigzag that's happening in, you know, I've shown you that several times, and in the Christ star, Jupiter, in Taurus, doing this zigzag, like as in the horn, like destroying these evildoers, and it completes April 30th, right around that time. So, we'll see. We'll see. I'm ready. I know I am too. EPH 320. I'm ready. We're all ready. We've been ready for a long time, but humanity had to be ready, and, you know, part of that is, this is our day to fight. We are the Freedom Force Battalion. We are the Joel 2 Army that I played at the beginning of this video, and I play all the time, that Joel 2 video, that we never jostle each other. We move in the exact right positions. We do exactly, you know, the Lord is at the head of the column. He leads us with a shout. We follow his orders. And in Revelation 14, it talks about that we follow our Lord Jesus wherever he goes. And that we tell no lies. In other words, we're out here telling the truth. So whether it's about the CIA or about about what President Trump has the full rights to remove these people, all of this, you know, is you know what we're doing out there telling the truth. So tell all this. Tell about the Gazans. Tell all this. Share this video so people understand. If you want to go and see how I got this date, you can go on timeanddate.com and you just plug in the dates here on the there's a calculator. Calculator here, date calculator right here, where you actually plug in the date and it calculates it for you. So it's kind of cool. All right. Oh, I watched this movie. If you guys, who watched here 1984? Did you guys watch the movie 1984? That movie is, it's really tough to watch. It's basically what we're experiencing, how we have no privacy, just like I was saying on our social media apps. Don't even think you have privacy. You know, anytime you have any kind of social media, they look at it. They have access to all of it in the back door. Okay, so don't ever think you have any privacy. Just, you know, anything you have on your phone, if you have an app about your health, any of that, be aware that they have access to all of that. And I'm going to show you here in a minute. I think I've got on here the 23andMe, by the way, is going belly up. No, it's not on that one. Okay, maybe I don't have that one. Oh, I've got something else I forgot to show you. Anyway, I'll show you in a second. But the 23andMe is going belly up. If you have done the 23andMe, you need to delete your data because they're going belly up and they sell that data. I guess that's a video of it. Anyway, they're going belly up is the point. And so they are, you know, none of that data is going to be private. They already sold all that data to anybody and everybody. Okay. Either way, try, you know, if you can delete it, great. I don't know if you even can, if it's in there, and you may have family members who are close family members who did it. And so basically they gave away your own DNA. Sorry about that. If they did. Anyway, I think I've got family members who possibly did that. But anyway, you know, they didn't do it on purpose, but, you know, we're just unfortunately too trusting. Anyway, so back to this. This is a movie called The Lives of Others. And it's the reason I say it's very similar to the movie 1984, where you have no privacy. And basically they've bugged this guy's home. This was in East Berlin and just how horrible it was over there. And everybody, you know, was, you know, having to live in this situation where they're constantly under surveillance and constantly under this terrible, just the surveillance state on steroids, and everybody, you know, trying to, you know, put another person in prison, and just, you know, just, it was horrible. So absolutely horrible. You know what, you've read stories, I'm sure, about what East Berlin was like. And so this is basically a story about that. So it's basically, 1984 is one that Orwell wrote, but this book, this one in 1984 in East Berlin is a real story of real people who had just basically lost all hope because they were constantly afraid of anything that they would say, that they would be in trouble with the Stasi. Anyway, so I will share this. I found this video over on this site, and so I'm going to share it over in the chat so you guys can watch it if you want to. Just be prepared. I'll say this. I'll call it The Lives of Others is the name of the movie. And it reminds me of that book that was written, The Bodies of Others, where they were talking about how they were using the jab to harm people. Remember how not Natalie Winters, the other lady, wrote this book, the Body of Others. And I thought that was such a strange title. I'm like, where did she come up with that title? And it's really a playoff on this movie, similar to 1984, of what it was like to live under the surveillance state in East Berlin. So anyway, I thought you guys might want to watch that. And maybe Miss Songbird. Are you here, Songbird? I haven't seen Songbird. Where's Songbird? Hey, where's Songbird? Somebody else maybe can grab that link that I just put, The Lives of Others, and put it in the comments if you don't mind, so I can keep going. All right, so I also found this that I thought was really cool, that connected a really some more dots, because I'm preparing to go. Who's going to Miami with me? I'm going to the show in Miami. What's the name of this? Charlie Ward Golf. Yeah, Charlie Ward Golf /10. Let's see if I can find it. Yeah, here, I'm going to share the link in the chat so you guys can join with us in Miami. Miami event. I'm going to pop that in the chat. Right there. So we're going to do that on, let's see, it is, the golf tournament is the 26th through the 30th, and the conference is May 1st and 2nd. So I'm going to be speaking at that conference. So pray for me that the Lord will give me the right words to say, and supposedly, like, you know, we'll reach millions of people because all of the it's going to be live streamed, but I would love for you to come out and be there. Okay, so as I'm preparing, I'm thinking, you know, just, you know, kind of thinking about what is the best way to share this information. And I was reviewing Revelation chapter 8, where it's talking about a third of this and a third of that and a third of the other, which is basically the 33s, which is the ones who represent the demons that fell with Lucifer. Okay, so that they were the third of the angels that fell and rebelled against the Lord. We are, don't be afraid if I say this, okay? Thank you, H. Clay. We're the 66. We're the 66% that stayed with the Lord as the holy angels. So whenever they flash up the 666, they're flashing up how to destroy the 666. They want to destroy us. And so they are the 33s. They can't be the 33s and the 66. Okay. Either way, in this passage in Revelation 8, it talks about the 33 of this and the third of that and a third of the other. And it's exposing the secret societies that, of course, JFK warned us about. Okay, so this is the fourth warning about the 33s, okay? The fourth angel blew his trumpet, and a third of the sun and a third was struck, and a third of the moon and a third of the stars. And they became dark, and one third of the day was dark, and also one third of the night. So I thought, well, what, you know, I've wondered, you know, is this, clearly I know that they've hidden the sun, moon, and stars from us. The chemtrails, right? You go out and you're trying to look at the blood moon the other night. You can't see it because they've got the sky filled with chemtrails, which is very aggravating. And they've hidden the information about the stars from us. Clearly that's true. But I have another thought. Anybody have any idea what it could be? Yes? Anybody have any idea? I was thinking about the day when Joseph had the dream. His second dream was, and he told his brothers, he said, listen, I had another dream. He said, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars bowed low before me. I believe that what maybe they're talking about is they've attacked the sun, moon, and stars, which is the people of Israel, the God's people. And again, I don't hold to the fact, to the idea that there's, that Israel is just this small group of people in the Middle East. I don't hold to that at all. The Bible clearly says that the tribes have been scattered all over the world. Look at the book of James and the book of 1 Peter. He says we've been scattered all over the world. So the bottom line is whether we're the physical progeny or whether we are grafted into the family, we are Israel. There's no two ways about it. There's no doubt about it. Biblically, we are Israel, and all the promises to Israel apply to us. It says clearly in Galatians chapter 3, I think it's verse 26, it says, if you have the same faith as Abraham, you are the children of Abraham. You are an Israelite. Anyway, so when it talks about being attacked, the sun, moon, and stars, it's talking about God's people. I think it's talking about God's people being attacked. And how do I, okay, so I say this because in verse 10, this is in Genesis chapter 37, verses 9 and 10, it says this time he told the dream to his father as well as to his brothers, and his father scolded him. He says, what kind of dream is that? Will your mother and I and your brothers actually come and bow down to the ground before you? But while his brothers were jealous of Joseph, his father wondered what the dreams meant. So the father, Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, he recognized that he was the sun, his mother, Rachel was the moon, and the stars were the 12 tribes of Israel. And if you look at a Celtic star, not the Celtic star, a Celtic cross, you will see that it has a, let me see if I can type it in, Celtic, I have one over there, but anyway, I'll just pull one up on the screen. a Celtic cross, you know that it has a beautiful cross, and it also always has this round thing around it, you know, like this circle. Was like, why is that? And it's, I believe that it represents the 12 tribes of Israel. They wanted, the Celtic people wanted everyone to remember that we are, those who follow Christ are the fulfillment of, are the tribes of Israel. We are the tribes of Israel. Again, whether by progeny, by physical progeny, or by being grafted into the family, we are, have the same faith as Abraham. And all the blessings in the Bible that God has promised for Israel are for us. And so I think that's the picture that you're seeing. And if you remember, I got to go to Ireland and to Scotland, and we saw these beautiful standing stones in this big circle, and how they, if you went out and you looked at it, you know, more from a expanded out view, then you would see that there was a cross, and that the circle was in the middle of this cross. So this is a picture of us. So I really think that that's what it's talking about here. Again, Joseph recognized that the sun, moon, and stars were the Israelites. And so I think that maybe in Revelation chapter 8, when it's talking about this, one third of the star, the sun was struck, a third of the moon, a third of the stars became dark. And a third of the day was dark, and a third of the night was dark. So I think that's what it's talking about, that they've attacked us. We're, you know, the 33s have attacked God's people. That's what it's really saying. And you know, whether six ways to Sunday, all these different ways that they've attacked God's people. And we know it now. We realize it's the secret societies. It's the CIA. It's the FBI. It's the DOJ. All these ones who've infiltrated the government with these puppet leaders from the top of the pyramid, the New World Order, they are the ones who are doing this. And this is really full circle, because this is explaining what President Trump is trying to expose right now, is that the government is they're the very ones who are attacking the righteous, and they're attacking the Secretary of Defense, the Secretary of Homeland Security, the Secretary of the DNI, all these ones, the FBI director. They're attacking President Trump and his cabinet, because he has a righteous cabinet in place. But the deep state operatives are attacking, they're resisting, and trying to pull them out of these positions of authority. How else are they going to do it? How else are they going to do it? How else are they going to remove them? They have to make them look bad. But if we don't buy it, it doesn't work. All right. So I just wanted you to see that. I think that this is, you know, they've been attacking us for a very long time. And now you see he's exposing that they are attacking the very resistors, the government, deep state people are attacking the duly installed cabinet members of President Trump, our duly elected president. What do you think? Yes, I think so too. I think so too. All right. So, okay, don't forget, if you haven't done this already, we have 20 videos over here so far, and I will go ahead and pop the link in. Yes, 20 videos. We've gone through the book of Revelation, and it's just making more and more and more sense. Every time you go through it, it's like it locks it in. It helps you to really remember that this is the truth. So I'm going to pop this over into the, oh, there's Songbird. Hey, Songbird. I'm going to pop this over into the chat. So this is the live videos on end times. So I'm going to, if you can pop this into the comment section, please, ma'am. All right. So this is right here. Paste. All right. So check that out, and you can catch up if you've missed some of them, and work on chapter 21. Get ready for this Saturday. If you haven't gotten the books yet, go to this. I'll show you the link right here. You can go right here to look for, the name of it is End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace for Beginners. Don't ask me why I had to name it that. Amazon's weird. That's what I had to do. So here are, that is the exact study guide. If you haven't gotten that one yet, that's the study guide. And, this is, I said that Actually, that's for all the books. That's all the books right there. So this is the one right here. And then you can get the answer key. But don't forget, you've got to do the study guide yourself, okay? And then you can also, for $2.99, you can get the major clues for Minor Prophets. And also, you can listen to it over on right here in the audiobooks or right here, as well as on Kindle. If you have Kindle, you can listen to it on Kindle. So you can, the more you listen to it, the more it makes sense. All right, so, okay. This is what I forgot to show you earlier. Okay, so pretend like we're going to go back to talk about this Goldberg creep. So this is what Caroline Leavitt put out today, saying about the whole debacle about Signal. Because I still stand with this is exposing how they are attacking our duly elected president and his cabinet. But she's saying, look, don't worry about this because no war plans were discussed. No classified material was sent to the thread. The White House counsel's office has provided guidance on a number of different platforms for President Trump's top officials to communicate as safely and efficiently as possible. In other words, they're not going to use Signal anymore. Okay. There are different platforms for them to use. So we'll see what happens. Elon can make them something like that. Anyway, so that they're not going to be using Signal anymore. As the National Security Council stated, the White House is looking into how Goldberg's number was inadvertently added to the thread. So stay tuned on that, right? And so, how are you, this is treason to go in and access private communication of a government official. He's probably in some hot water. If he did that, if that's the case, because they say we don't know how he got on there. We're going to find out. All right. Anyway, so, they're going to find out about that. Thanks to the strong and decisive leadership of President Trump and everyone in the group, the Houthi strikes were successful and effective. Terrorists were killed. And that's what matters most to President Trump. Yay. All right. So I wanted you to see that. I'm sorry I didn't have that before. Okay. Here's the one about the 23andMe. If you can possibly get out of that. And delete your records from on there, but I'm sure they have copies. But anyway, so this is, I want you to hear what James O'Keefe obviously does such a great job and gets all this private information, what they think is private. But it's not a government thing. It's going against our government. This guy is having what he thinks is a private conversation, and he's exposing how he is basically doing something criminal. So thank you, OMG, for doing that. Check it out.
23andMe comes in, trying to figure out what all you are. I should do that.
You shouldn't do that, though. Do not give your information to them. They sell it to other people.
Do they sell it to Russia?
They sell it to everybody.
Meet Nathaniel Johnson, a policy advisor for the United States Department of the Treasury.
There's a clause in their contract that basically says, we can give your information to our shareholders.
Okay, she says, I don't know who is screaming in the background, and I apologize because that's ridiculous. Anyway, this video is over on my social media, so you can go and grab it if you want to. Sorry that they're screaming in the background. I don't know what kind of party he's at. Anyway, he says there's a clause in their contracts that basically says we can give your information to our shareholders. There you go. And they can use it however they see fit to make scads of money. There you go.
Others said that they can do some, and all of their shareholders are pharmaceutical companies.
Why would they give this information to pharmaceutical companies so they can make a terrible concoction, some kind of evil potion that can attack us? That's what it's for. That's the only reason. You would hope that it would be for good purposes, but it's for nefarious purposes. You can tell by the look on his face that he knows it's for evil purposes.
Some of those pharmaceutical companies are companies based in other countries, and those pharmaceutical companies in other countries are the property of the Ministry of Defense of Russia, or owned by China.
Do you think that's treason to use our data and to give it over to enemies? To create some kind of drug, some kind of something, some way to attack us. This is serious. This is why we talk about detox every day. Every day, you guys. Go to my health page, freedomforce.live/health. Let me see if I can find it. Right here. this Millie's Health Links, all these things that we have been using to get our health and protect our health and our family, all right here. I'll pop this in the chat too. But yeah, this is serious. And it doesn't even mean that it would be something that you would specifically take. It could be something that they spray in the air, something that someone else takes that sheds on you. I mean, this is why you've got to constantly be eating organic food and drinking purified water. And I talk about all this on the channel and how you protect your body from the things that they are doing to attack us. So like the detoxing and how, you know, just all, here's the keto carry about how you can protect yourself from all, just so many things that they have done to us. So yeah, that's a wild deal. That is a wild, wild deal that they are doing to us. Okay. I think this is the last thing. Yeah. But we're going to be saved. The Lord says we're going to be rescued, but not by human hand. We just have to live to get through this. We just have to get through this, and things are going to be a lot, lot healthier, and we're going to start living longer, healthier lives. So for right now, just do everything you can to maintain your health and so we can live to see 1,000 years of peace. All right, so President Trump and Doge are doing such an amazing job. This is about removing 7 million fake dead people from the Social Security rolls. These people have still been getting checks. 7 million. They have removed 7 million. So if you look right here, the people from age 120 to 129, there were 3.4 million. And so now they've been removing, let's see, at this point, they've removed 7 million as of the other day. See the number right here, 7 million? They removed 7 million as of the other day. It was only like 3.2 million. These people are working fast and furious. I know they've got some kind of cool program in there to delete all these people, but it's a tangled mess. It's a big old tangled mess. If anybody can do it, though, it is Elon Musk. So praise the Lord for these brainiacs who are in there working and just continue to pray for them. So this is what the number was and how many they've actually removed. So if you look right here, bottom line, they've removed, if you count this up, it's 7 million that they've removed so far. Almost 7.1 million. Anyway, this was on the 18th of March. Is that the, or see, maybe this is 25th. Anyway, they're working on it. And that they've already removed 7 million people from these Social Security rolls. They're over 120 years old. The astonishing data cleaned up revealed 3.9 million people supposedly aged 130 to 139 and another 3.5 million aged 140 to 149 with some records claiming ages over 150. Thank you for that, Elon and Doge. Thank you so much for that. All right, last thing. I think that's it. I'm going to share. Oh, did I share the golf thing? Yeah, I think I did. You don't have to initially stay at the place. You can at the Trump Doral. You can stay, you know, anywhere you like, and just go to the event on May 1st and 2nd. And like I said, I'll put this in the chat. I think I did that before, but maybe not. All right, and I think that's it. And thank you, everybody, who has been going and sharing the video that I did with Nino the other day. And guess what? Y'all ready? Drum roll. Somebody do a drum roll. Drum roll. It currently has 64,000 views. Yay! That's 64,000 people that I don't know that they knew this information about the end times, and because of this, they're getting this information and giving them hope instead of this dread and terror. So thank you so much. This is helping people to understand the wonderful truth about how the Lord is rescuing humanity. That was basically the story that what I was trying to tell everybody. So if you haven't done that already, or even if you have, just go over and check it out again. And so if you can get as many likes over there and as many comments and as many views as absolutely possible. So I'm going to say Melly and Nino. And, you know, I'm just very thankful that Nino had me on, and I hope that we'll be able to get together more because I think he sees that people are really hungry for this information. So just pray for us to be able to get this truth out, because people have got to come out of the fear. It's, you know, I'm so thankful. I know you guys are too. I'm so thankful to know the truth about end times. It's the day the Lord is rescuing us and not the day of him indiscriminately destroying humanity. No, he's not. He's not doing that. He's rescuing us from these creeps. So I want everyone to know this truth. So I'm just really, really thankful. And thank you for helping me to get this done. Oh, yeah, there's the Rumble one, too. Okay, yeah, thank you so much for saying that. I have that one, too. Hang on. Here is the one for the Rumble. Here's the one. And that one only has 18,000 views so far. So if you guys can help to get that one out, I would really appreciate that, too. Here's the one. I'll put that in the chat. Rumble, Melly, and Nino. So just continue. Thank you so much for praying, you guys. I really appreciate, you know, it just God is answering our prayers. This is what the Lord has for us to do. We know how this is biblical. It's 17 told us 9 times this is biblical. Biblical times. He would talk about, you know, God wins. He would say all these things about how it's biblical. And so this is our role to help people understand this truth. So really, I just can't tell you thank you enough. I just appreciate it so much. All right, so let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you that you are the King of the world. We thank you that you are setting us free. Thank you that you've helped us to understand this truth. And Lord, we just pray that you would just help all the ones who've been listening to these videos to catch on to the truth and to you said that the truth will set us free. And just help them to not have any fear, but just to trust you and to trust your plan and trust that you are rescuing us from the evildoers and that we will soon be free and enter into this beautiful golden age of health and wealth and peace. Lord, until then, just help us to keep fighting and however long it takes. We would love for it to be April. We would love for it to be any day. We're ready. And we just trust your perfect timing. And we just think it'd be cool if it was that 777 day, Lord. We'd be happy with that. But we just trust you and trust your plan. We thank you for our wonderful President Trump and all these ones on the in his cabinet. We just pray you continue to strengthen them and guide them and direct them on everything to do. Use us however you see fit so we can share this truth so others can understand what's really going on and how the CIA is behind all these color revolutions and behind these coups against a duly elected president and its treason. Lord, just give us the words to say. Help us to share and for people to really grasp with this. We pray for them that they'll be able to receive it and understand it. Touch their hearts and their minds so that they can understand this truth. We praise you and thank you that you've put us in this position to have a front row seat and also to be part of your army. Thank you for us being able to join together and how it's just been so great to be together all this time. Lord, thank you for everyone on the Freedom Force Battalion. I thank you that how we've encouraged each other through this whole time and how you've guided us through and you've protected us from the jab and you've protected us from all the traps of the enemy. You've helped us with the detoxing and keeping us healthy through all of this. And as you've just guided us step by step by step, I pray that you'll just continue to protect everyone here. I pray you protect their families. I pray you protect their peace of mind and just give them strong encouragement in that you have chosen them for this, that they are very highly blessed that you have chosen them for this, a great day of battle. And all these things, Lord, we pray for the Gazan people. Please, Lord, rescue them from their enemies and bring them into this beautiful time of peace. Lord, I just pray that everyone will understand that they do not like the Hamas people, that they're tyrants over them and that they want to be set free from the tyrants as well as not being attacked by Israel and how this has been so awful. I pray, Lord, that people will understand that truth, especially even the patriots, Lord. Many of them don't understand that, and I just pray that you would go to them even this moment and help them to understand the truth that the Gazan people have been horribly treated in this open air prison for all of their lives. Lord, I just pray you'll just touch them and give them the strength and help them to know that we're fighting alongside them and fighting with them help them to be set free. Lord, I just know that you're going to do mighty things and we're going to get to see it and just protect us so that we can be, you know, live to see this beautiful day of health and wealth and peace. We love you and we praise you And no, we just thank you that you bought all this for us with your own precious blood. And that is why you are the King of the world, and every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that you are the Lord. We pray all this in your great name, Jesus. Amen. All right, guys. I love you. I love you so much. I'm so glad that we're together. I love you just more than I can tell you. I'm just very, very thankful for each and every one of you, and how what a blessing you are to me. Thank you again for sharing all this information so that we can get this job done that the Lord has assigned for us. Don't forget to go on the health page and get make sure you maintain your health. We're gonna see 1,000 years of peace, you guys. All right, I gotta go, and I guess that's it. All right, guys, I love you guys, and as I always say, I will talk to you. What? I'm gonna talk to you later.